straight up, let's take it from Northern California to Southern California and bring in Gwen Leggy. Do I get that right?
Yes.
Okay, so because I blew your name in the first hour. I called you Hedgy or something like that. And my producer, being the guy that he is, came in and like slapped me around a couple of times. Said, "Listen, get the lady's name right."
Gwen Leggy, you got it.
Okay, so Gwen, how'd you get into boxing?
Got into boxing, you know, back in 2009 with my clothing apparel company called Eruption, and I did every extreme in action sports, and that's what got me into MMA and boxing.
But are you a manager, a promoter, a clothing line? But you've stepped on beyond, you've stepped beyond that, haven't you?
Yes, I am a manager.
Ooh, okay.
I am a pro boxing and pro MMA manager.
So does a manager still take 33% out of a fighter's cut?
Not me, but there are people that do that in other countries.
Well, no, none of the countries. That's the way it was. I mean, from day one, the
amount you could take, yes.
Right. I mean, the manager got a third, and the trainer got 10 points. Right.
Correct.
I mean, that's the way it's done. So
33 and a third legally. Yes.
Okay. So anyway, I thought that's the way it went. But now, I remember at one point in time, James Page was fighting he was a WBA welterweight champion, and his mother came to me and she was appalled that Don King was giving her $1.3 million for a fight, but she was only going to get $700,000 after this and that and this and that. Of course, Carl King was his manager. He was getting a third of it, and she was appalled. So instead, she went and fought somebody for $100,000 and got knocked out. I told her, take the fight. I said, it's worth taking the fight for the money. Take the fight. Plus, she wasn't risking her title. They were going to step up to 154 and fight Terry Norris. So it was like, you got to keep your title at 147, go to 154, make $7 million, you know, $700,000 bucks, and come back. But she was, you know, that's why female moms probably should stay out of boxing. I just think they're too emotionally involved.
Yes. It goes for the same as mother and father, I'd say.
Oh, no, I wasn't trying to be sexist. There's no doubt about that. Fathers are more guilty of that than anybody else. Rico Velasquez died in the California ring in San Jose in August of 1989. And, I mean, he was getting beat up. He got knocked down like 8 or 9 times in a fight. They called it only 4 times. The referee, I was screaming at him, this and that. So I went to the referee before the last round of the fight. I said, Hank, you got to stop this fight. I said, these guys going to get killed. And Hank says to me, son, go sit down and let me do my job. 40 seconds later, Rico Velasquez was dead. But before that, guess what his father was telling him in that corner? Show me some balls, son, in Spanish. Show me some balls. The guy had been knocked down 8 or 9 times, Gwen. That's why boxing fathers have no business in the corner. They don't know a median. Either they let it go too far, like Rico Velasquez Sr., or they cut it off too short.
Correct. Unless they're actually a coach themselves and know about boxing, then it's okay. If they don't...
Nah, not when there's blood involved. Anytime there's blood involved, there's going to be an emotional attachment.
Well, I understand that, but who should be in his corner? That he should just be there, but the coaches are the most important to be in the corner.
Okay.
Coaches and cut men, absolutely.
Okay, you got an accent. You're not from L.A., huh?
No, I'm from the East Coast in New York.
The New Yorker, and so is that where you got your little break in boxing and the clothing line? That all started in New York or here in California?
No, in California.
Okay.
Everything was in California, yes. Okay. I don't do clothing line. I just do custom gloves, and then I got into management.
So I guess you're an advocate of these guys being able to choose their own gloves, huh?
Well, you don't have a choice when your fighter's fighting on a promotion. They could either use my gloves. They're approved in California. Or they can use the gloves the promoter that they have to use. But I try and get my gloves in for them to use. But it's up to the opponent.
No,
now it's up to the opponent if he wants to wear it. My fighter will wear them. But it's up to the opponent. If they don't want to wear them, then they have to wear what the promoter says.
Okay, we'll make your glove better than anybody else's.
I make them custom. They're mold-fit glove, so it's either machine mold or hand mold. I design them. Mm-hmm. I have a custom lining inside the glove, and they're fantastic, and everybody loves them.
Do they still use horsehair in boxing gloves?
No. No, they don't.
I know they don't. That's why I brought it up. But the bottom line is, that's how far I go back. And back in the days, they used to be able to push the horsehair away from the knuckle.
Exactly. But now they don't do that. Now they don't use that. But I have great gloves. You could see them all over my Instagram. I've made them for Amanda Holyfield. I've made them for many, many big-time boxers there. They're really, really great gloves. Zab Judah uses my gloves. They're great.
You mentioned, you know what? You brought up Evander Holyfield. He and I have been pals, I guess, since May 1984, the Western Olympic Trials at the Olympic Training Center in Colorado Springs. And Zab Judah and I, we go back a ways as well. Of course, he was, remember, you know who Suge Knight is, the rap guy?
Yes.
Suge Knight was trying to get into boxing, and he had Zab Judah to an extent. He and Zab were talking, right? So Suge was calling me on the phone, and are you surprised I didn't return his phone call?
No.
I mean, what he did to Vanilla Ice, he hung him out a window and said, either you sign a contract or I'll let you go. I mean, right. he was not the guy to mess with. Suge Knight was, and of course, Suge Knight was there when they got into a beef at the MGM. Of course, when Mike Tyson fought, I think, Bruce Seldon, of course, Tupac was shot that night. Suge Knight was with him. But Suge Knight was a piece of work. He scared me.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I mean, I don't get scared too often, but he scared me.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So tell me, you got a boxer you signed to a contract. What's his name and what's he do?
Guillermo Gutierrez.
Okay.
He's 10-0 out of San Antonio. He's going to be fighting April 20th in Laredo, Texas at the Sames Auto Center. And the opponent is Jaime Hasso. He fought him in his third pro debut. And now they're going for the WBC Intercontinental Silver Youth Belt. On Saturday, April 20th.
So how old is this young man?
25 years old.
Wow. So is this your only client right now as far as managing fighters?
No, I have James Hagler Jr. I just signed.
Hagler Jr., that name sort of sounds familiar. Am I right?
Marvin Hagler's grandson.
Grandson, huh?
Yep.
You know, I argued with Marvin Hagler on three different continents over the Ray Leonard fight. We argued in Argentina, in Spain, and here in the United States.
Oh, wow.
He was a good guy. I had to be really eloquent with him. I couldn't be real bold, because you get real bold with him, he might slap you. No, I'm just being frank. I mean, it's a man, you lost that fight. I said, listen, you gave away the first four rounds, and you allowed Ray to steal three down the stretch. See how nice it sounded?
Absolutely. Yeah. That's the smooth way, right?
Exactly. I mean, no, you don't listen. Somebody said to me, because I was very confrontational as a writer and a talk show host, this and that. But with Hagler, because of the fact he granted me access to his private training sessions at Johnny Taco's gym in Las Vegas, I sort of treated him with kid gloves.
Absolutely. Well, I just signed his grandson, and I advise 11 other fighters as well. So
okay, so we got less than 2 minutes. What does a boxing advisor do? What do you advise them on? Trunks, color, what?
I get them fights and all promotional deals, and I actually, you know, talk to a lot of promoters, and so I just advise them in their fights and what they should take. And under management, it's a little bit different, though. Okay. So definitely different situation when they're under my management.
Okay, so your website is eruptionboxing.com, correct?
Correct.
Well, I wish you the very best of luck, and I thank you so much for spending some time with me today. Maybe we can get together in the future, you get some more clients, and things start to move in another direction, or after this fight with Guillermo, give me a call.
Well, absolutely. If he gets the belt, I'd love to have him on.
That'd be an honor, no doubt about that. Gwen, you have a great day. Miss Leggy, of course, is a promoter and a manager, former New Yorker. We wish you the very best of luck in your future, young lady.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me.
Yeah, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA.